I'm Andy Field, ABC News, with the Republican's weekly address.
At this time, 1 year ago, the Democratic Party was in the middle of a hysterical meltdown over a new voting law in the state of Georgia. The President of the United States declared the state's modest changes to election procedures were, quote, Jim Crow 2.0. He said the law was about voter suppression and election subversion. He said citizens should doubt, quote, whether your vote counts at all. The sitting president of the United States said lawmakers' positions on this bill would define, listen to this, whether we were on the side of Dr. King or George Wallace, John Lewis or Bull Connor, Abraham Lincoln or Jefferson Davis. The Senate Democratic leader said that his fellow United States senators who are Republicans were, and I quote, supporting the reenactment of those Jim Crow laws. My colleague from New York, as the Senate Majority Leader, is supposed to safeguard and steward this institution. Instead, he tried to destroy the Senate and nuke the 60-vote threshold so that Democrats could take over all 50 states' election laws on a partisan basis. And believe it or not, 47 of the other 49 Democrats went right along with them. The liberal hysteria spread to the press and the private sector. Woke activists started talking about boycotting companies like Coca-Cola and Delta Airlines. Major League Baseball caved and moved the All-Star game out of Atlanta, directly harming the local economy, all for the sake of symbolism. Now, Republicans said this was unhinged, phony outrage over a common sense law that would make it both easy to vote and, of course, hard to cheat. Democrats said the new voting rules were evil and racist and the literal death of democracy. Well, Mr. President, the facts are now in. We have hard evidence. After the new bill took effect in early 2022, the state of Georgia held a primary election. You know what happened? Record turnout for a primary. Then last November, Georgia had a general election. What happened? A new record for ballots cast in a midterm. Oh, some might say, but that doesn't tell us anything about the voting conditions. Maybe there were terribly long lines. Maybe there were sinister roadblocks. And voters persevered in spite of them. But alas, except an academic research center at the University of Georgia spent weeks, weeks conducting a major survey of Georgia voters after the election. So let's take a look at what they found. 72% of all Georgia voters and 73% of black voters specifically said their voting experience was, quote, excellent, end quote. 92% of all voters and 92% of black voters specifically said that either that voting had gotten easier since the prior election or that there was no difference. 92% of all voters in Georgia said voting had either gotten easier or there was no difference between that election and prior elections. More than 70% of black voters in Georgia said they waited less than 10 minutes to cast their ballot. This is all the supposed Jim Crow law in action? Record high turnout, lightning fast voting lines, a supermajority of African American voters rating their experience under the new voting rules as excellent. But here's the icing on the cake. The same Democratic Party that cheered Major League Baseball for moving the All-Star game out of Atlanta, listen to this, now has Atlanta as on the short list for the next Democratic National Convention. Well, here's what happened. We were right, and they were wrong. But it goes beyond that. These people actually lied. They invoked our darkest history and slandered half the country because they wanted more power for themselves. Some of the most powerful people in our entire country, including the President of the United States, stake their personal credibility to these claims. President Biden screamed from a podium that the bad old days of Jim Crow were back over this. The majority leader from New York tried to destroy the Senate over this. The American people were subjected to months of baseless, pointless media haranguing over this. And the country is supposed to go on pretending like nothing happened. We're all supposed to take the president and the vice president and Senate Democrats seriously the next time they start shouting and waving their arms about the next supposed crisis? I don't think so. I don't think the American people will forget who kept their credibility and who lit theirs on fire.
I'm Andy Field, ABC News.